Hey, I'm so sorry I'm late. Hey, thanks. Yeah, I found the place okay. I was just trying to finish up some reading at the library before I came over. Excuse me. I'd appreciate it if you could take this project seriously and not call me a fucking nerd. This project is important. I know you might be able to sail through without doing much work, but some people might not be so lucky. We're 18 now, we're adults, and I would be really grateful if you could act like one. Thank you. I accept your apology, however insincere you might have sounded. Where should we set up to start working? Your bedroom? Oh no, nothing, nothing. That's fine. Lead the way. Wow, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but your house is really nice. Where are your parents anyway? The Caribbean? That sounds amazing. Do you mind go anywhere nice on vacation? No, not really. My father, well, he's been shacked up with some girlfriends since I was a kid, so I don't really see him very much. And my mom, she can't really afford to go anywhere anyway. Stop, don't apologize. It really doesn't bother me. Anyway, I'm sure your parents work really hard. This is your room? Okay, fantastic. Well, set up on the desk here. Let me see. All right, textbooks, laptop, notes from class, printouts from the websites. Dude, are you going to help me with this or not? What the fuck do you mean, no? God, you're so fucking obnoxious. You know that, right? I'm not asking for much. Just get over here and get started on this project. Honestly, it won't be too difficult. Sit on your bed? What? Why? We can't really work on the bed. I mean, there's nowhere to lean when we're writing notes. This desk is fine. Stop being such an asshole. You just want to have some fun? Ugh. Stop it. Please stop teasing me. I know what you're up to. You invite me over, try to get me all excited about being alone with you, and then you'll blow me off and laugh about me with those bitch cheerleaders who float around you and giggle at all your terrible jokes. No, I am not going to be the victim of one of your mean pranks. What are you? Holy shit. You are obscenely good at that. Yes, I do want you. Of course I do. You're honestly the most handsome guy I've ever laid eyes on, but you're kind of out of my league, and I'm nervous, and I don't think I'm really your type, and I suppose you'll be far more experienced than I am, and you're so fucking strong, and that's really hot, but also a little bit scary, which actually just makes it hotter, and oh my god, I'm rambling. This is so embarrassing. My face is all red, and I can't even look at you, Thanks for shutting me up. Oh my God, this is actually happening, isn't it? Is this actually happening? Oh my Thank you. Yes, if I want to stop anything, I'll tell you. You know, that's actually really sweet. Yes. I like it when you grab my breasts under my top like that. This is so embarrassing. My tits. So dirty. Yes. Play with my nipples like that. Oh, so good. No. Nobody has ever felt them before. Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I play with myself, I tug on my nipples. This is so much bigger. Your big, strong hands are so much rougher than my soft, dainty ones. Please don't make me say it. No, please. No, that's so fucking mean. Fine. Virgin. Nobody has ever mauled my tits like that. Nobody has ever been inside me. I'm innocent. I'm pure as driven snow. I'm your pure, virginal little nerd girl. Please play with me again. I really like you calling me baby girl. You can take my top off. My bra too. You've undressed a few girls before, haven't you? Here they are. Thank you. I think my tits are pretty too. I used to worry that they weren't big enough, but, you know, I think they're the perfect size. A nice handful. Oh, God. Oh, God, what else would I like? I'd really like to see your shirt off. Yeah. Jesus Christ. How many hours a day do you work out? Can I touch you? Please. You're so firm and muscular. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect, but it's even better than I imagined. I do think about you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Get my skirt off. Won't you look at that? My panties are soaked for you. Please play with my greedy little pussy. That's your pussy now. Oh, fuck. In bed, when it's dark at night, when I, oh God, when I'm laying in bed, I play with my wet, naughty little cunt. I just have to sit near you in class and My imagination runs wild all day. I go home and run up to my room and lock the door and fuck myself until I come. It's so intense that the neighbors must think someone's getting murdered. All I think about you just taking me, screwing my brains out so hard I can't even think, making me big and forcing me down onto my knees before you. Oh God, fuck. One time I remember imagining you cornering me in an empty classroom and you threw me over the teacher's desk and you ripped my clothes right off and you slapped my little ass and you rammed your cock inside me. Then once you had your way with me, you threw me to the ground and forced your long, thick cock down my tight throat before you blew your load all the way on my throat. It was so fucking hot. Yes, I'm a dirty little slut for you. I'm your needy little fucking whore. Oh, God, I think I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh my God, fuck. Oh my God. Fuck. 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 Oh my God. Fuck. Daddy, don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Fuck. Oh my God. Thank you. That was amazing. I didn't mean to call you that. Daddy, I'm sorry. You liked it. Really? That's not weird. Oh, well, that's good. I think you need to get your shorts off. I can feel that rock hard cock, and you must be so uncomfortable with it cooped up in there. Good fucking God. I didn't even think dicks could be that huge. I mean, girls talk. I knew you were hung, but God damn, that is a slab of meat. Daddy, can I please play with your cock while I whisper in your ear? Oh, no, Daddy. Don't be surprised. Your baby girl likes to watch some really, really dirty stuff. Big, strong men making hot girls do such filthy, awful things. Yes, Daddy. I am a dirty girl. I try to be so good. I work so hard at school. But underneath, I'm just a slutty little whore. And I need to be used. I was born to be fucked and fucked good by real men like you. All those losers at school tried to get into my pants, but I was never interested in them. Yes, I let them on. Of course I did. It was fun. I like having boys chase after me. Is that naughty? But I knew they wouldn't be able to give me the fucking I deserve. I didn't want my first time to be with some pathetic loser who has always been waiting on me hand and foot. I need a strong man, a daddy like you. I'm so I'll lie on my back. I'm enjoying looking up at you like this. You're so big and strong, and I'm so small and vulnerable, but I feel so safe, so protected. Oh, God. I can feel it. I can feel the head of your huge cock teasing my cunt. Please don't make me wait, Daddy. No more teasing. Pop my cherry. Take my innocence. Make me yours. Oh, Daddy, please go slow, please go slow. Be careful with your baby girl. I'm so little and so is my cunt. It's such a greedy pussy, though. So hungry. Maybe feed it just a little bit more of your fat cock. Pretty please. Yes, Daddy, I'm okay. You've been so gentle with me. Thank you so much. Could you please maybe start thrusting? Slow though, Daddy, slow. I'm your baby girl now, Daddy. Nobody else is. Oh, yes, Daddy. I think people need to know that, too. They need to know that you own me. Yes. I'll walk to class with you on Monday. Oh, yes, please. Fuck. Oh my God, I can't wait to be your personal fuck toy, Daddy. Oh God, fuck. Just the fact that I'm yours on display for everyone to see, making them jealous. But only you get to touch me, get to fuck me, get to use me. Oh, God. Oh, Daddy, I'm so fucking close. You are too. Oh, I can feel it, Daddy. I can feel you thrust harder into me. Yes. Yes, Daddy. More cock, please. More. May I come with you, Daddy, please? Please. Let my sweet little pussy squeeze around your massive cock while you pump your precious seed into me. Please. So close. So close. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Fuck. Yes, Daddy. Yes. Come for me. Come for me. Come for your baby girl. Dump that massive load into me. Fucking breed me. Breed me, please. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. 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 Thank you, Daddy. I know. I did get a little freaky there, but I meant every word. Now you lie there and relax. I think your baby girl needs to take good care of you. You need to be in peak condition. I'm gonna get down to the kitchen and make you something to eat. You're going to need your strength because I intend on playing with you all weekend, and there's so much more I want to try.